This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. An awful lot to get to today because we are, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, a mere 3 days to Philly's opening day. So buckle up because it happens this week, and obviously we'll talk a ton about it this week and, you know, the next 7 months. Well, we hope 7 months. Eagles offseason, we'll get into some of that. Sixers and Flyers absolutely limping to the finish line, NCAA tournament, and more. All of it with you on the phone lines today, 215-592-9494. And we may have a leadoff hitter. We're two. Richard Rich, good morning.
Hello there, Joe.
How are you, pal?
Good.
Good.
Are you?
I'm great.
Really?
Yeah, I feel
You're
fantastic.
Great.
I feel
you know,
great.
It used to be sacrilegious, considered sacrilegious to use a fork.
Why?
They thought that it was what the devil used. They thought it was what people used in their left hand.
Don't
they
do that.
It was the tines of the fork were like a pitchfork like the devil had, and it was considered decadent. Decadent to
just use with
a
your
fork.
Hands. Yeah, just use your hands.
Yeah, they said, hey, why not? God gave you a fork right in the form of your hand.
Yeah.
So use that and a knife and a spoon and you'll be fine. What they said.
You ever eat a sloppy Joe with your hands?
Of course.
No one's done that.
Yeah, everyone does that.
A sloppy Joe?
A sloppy Joe. Yeah, you got a bun.
Well, I meant the part when it falls out and then you scoop it up because there's always part that falls out. All right, good morning, everybody.
So, you eat a sandwich with your hands? No way.
Well, yeah, I that was on me. I got confused. All right, a lot of people in the Delaware Valley are confused, at least as I sense it early on here, since Rob Thompson said yesterday he might use two leadoff hitters with, you know, this concept of two leadoff hitters. So, I got to tell you, I am really surprised that this has caused a ripple for some people, as if it's outrageous for both Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner to both be used as leadoff hitters. It's a very simple concept. When I got a right-handed pitcher, I use Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
When I got a left-handed pitcher, I use Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, consider me not concerned.
I'm all right with that, too.
But apparently, you know, like Seltzer, what is your major malfunction that you got a problem with this?
Just pick a lineup. Like, it's not the end of the world. I'm not freaking out about it. But, like, for a team that has had such questions about it, and it's been a thing all offseason, like, commit to a lineup. Like, stop moving these guys around. Just give them a chance to get comfortable in a spot, and let's see if that lineup works.
Like, all right, let's listen to Rob.
It just seems Mickey Mouse.
All right, I want to listen to Rob Thompson, then we'll get everyone's reaction, 215-592-9494. Because for the last couple months, we've been trying to figure out who's going to lead off. It looked... in the last week, like it would probably be primarily Kyle Schwarber because he's gotten five games in a row down there in Clearwater. But then yesterday during the broadcast, Philly's broadcast, you're going to hear Scott Fransky, you're going to hear Rob Thompson. Listen to this exchange.
I know the question everybody's asked all spring is your lineup. What will it look like come Thursday? Is today a pretty good preview, or is that just reading too much into it?
Well, we're going to go with Trey leading off tomorrow. So we're still fighting through it. And I'm thinking about, you know, maybe against a left-handed starter, it's Trey leading off. Right-handed starter, it's Schwarber leading off. But I'm not quite there yet. But the nine guys you see today are going to be in the lineup on opening day.
All right, look, I want everyone's reaction, 215-592-9494. John, first crack at it. What do you make of it?
Well, I've never been as worried about the batting order, I guess, as most. I think having two leadoff guys with different strengths and weaknesses over the course of a 162-game season, it sounds kind of like a really good idea that I'm surprised it's not leaned into more often because it just seems practical. Schwarber against righties, Trey against lefties, yeah, that's sort of what you do. I think it makes us more versatile. You got two guys who are qualified, who have these vastly different strengths and weaknesses. I like that opponents are forced to prepare even more when they prepare to face the Phillies. You know, leadoff is just another point of complication that the opponent has to deal with now if this is the way that we're going to go. So we have twice as much going on at leadoff compared to all the other teams going on, all the other teams out there. I'm fine with multiplicity. I'd be fine, you know, going with the hot hand, assuming Topper makes those reads properly. But, that's been the issue all along. Does anyone trust Topper to make the reads properly all the time? That's a big ask. I was once married. I have
that was
great
not the
friends.
Next. That was not the next sentence I expected.
He's
in the middle
two
of a Philly thing.
Men.
All of a sudden, I was once. Okay, no, I get the point, John. Two best men. So
you couldn't decide
either.
Right.
I had to choose between my best friends.
Yeah.
And both of whom I love, but both of whom meant the world to me.
Yep.
And so I had two best men.
Like the analogy.
Maybe I'm not the best person to ask on this one.
But maybe you are. See, that's the thing.
More options means more versatility.
Yeah.
I think more versatility means more answers. More answers means better team.
All right, so I really want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on how this should shake out? It was pretty obvious pretty early. Bryson Stott was not going to get a crack at this. So you could tell a couple weeks ago this was going to come down to Kyle Schwarber or Trey Turner. I've been in the Kyle Schwarber camp. More people by far have been in the Trey Turner camp. We did a poll early in March. Who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? Schwarber got only 20%. Stott got 19%. Trey Turner got 61%. That was in March, early March. 61% said Trey Turner. Now we find out, and I don't think Rob Thompson would have said what he said yesterday if that wasn't the way he's going to go, meaning both. I mean, I don't think he puts that out there. And I don't think they have Schwarber on a Sunday and Trey on a Monday. You know, I don't think it's a facade. I think they're going to have both. Here's where I stand on it. Fine. No problem. I mean, listen, constantly in baseball, constantly, managers, you know, they do this thing called manage based on whether I got a left-handed pitcher against me or a right-handed pitcher against me. I mean, it's commonplace. I'll give you an example. 2008 Phils, I don't know how many people will remember this. I do. 2008 Phils, the whole season. By the way, they won a championship that year. I'm pretty sure people know. The whole season, they flip-flopped a two-hitter and the six-hitter. When it was a left-handed pitcher, Jason Wirth batted two, Shane Victorino batted sixth. When it was a right-handed pitcher, Shane Victorino batted two, Jason Wirth batted sixth. No problem.
Wasn't leadoff.
All right, Rhea, talk to me here, because I know you're in the seltzer category of not loving this. Because I see it as wise and unproblematic. Give me the counter-argument as you say it.
I see it as overthinking it. To me, it's the argument, like, with if you have two starting quarterbacks, you don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about that. It's not commonplace to flip leadoff.
It's not commonplace, but it's not like it's never happened. It does happen
sometimes.
But It's rare. I agree with that.
I mean, was Topper think he's going to, like, sneak up on the Nationals by not telling them whose leadoff hitter is going to be? I just think, you know, the time to make this decision was in spring training. And you bet it, Schwarber now, as you mentioned, five times in a row.
Yeah.
Trey's going to go today. I just think it's ridiculous.
All right, so I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. If you're Rob Thompson, what would you do? Obviously, it's down to three choices because Stott's not going to get it. The three choices are it's exclusively Schwarber, it's exclusively Trey, or you go back and forth based on who the starting pitcher of the other team is. Again, 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in. Seltzer, you have not convinced me. Rhea, you have not convinced me. Now, people can. I don't think you will.
Do you think it's Topper's decision?
I hope it is, and I think it is.
I'm not sure about that.
You think
that.
It's Dombrowski? Analytics?
I think it's Bryce Harper.
Well, listen, I mean, any of that is possible. I tend to think it's not, but if they give him that power, that would frustrate me. That would frustrate me.
You don't think he has it?
I think he's got a lot.
Yeah.
James, give me, I mean, you're not convincing me, James. You're just not. Neither you nor Reyes. What's the problem? Like, if Trey Turner bats better against left-handed pitchers, what's the problem with batting him more often when there's a left-handed pitcher?
The problem is this specific situation. And to Rhea's point, there are very few teams that do this. Like the Tampa Bay Rays maybe will do this, but you don't usually flip-flop your leadoff hitter on a game-per-game basis. And this team has just had so many issues with the lineup thing. Like, this has been something we've talked about for 2 years now, really 3 years with Schwarber leading off in 2022. But with the Turner thing, the Schwarber thing, we know these guys have their opinions about it, how they feel about it. We've heard Trey talk about being excited to lead off. We've heard that Kyle Schwarber likes leading off. Like, I think this is a situation where you need to, like, set this group straight. There have been too many issues with this lineup. Again, we've lost the last two playoffs because of the lineup. Like, I need everyone to feel comfortable in that lineup. I know that that's not something we always focus on. Just like put the best hitter where they're supposed to hit, but like they're also human beings and they've had issues. Like it is what it is. Like
John, is he convincing you? Because he ain't convincing me at all.
Well, so just like keep flip flopping. Sure, why not? Like,
well,
go ahead.
Did it work in 08 when they flip flopped the second hitter?
But again, there's a difference between the leadoff. There's a difference
between leading off each game. What's the difference?
Is that you're the guy who's going up and getting the first look at the pitcher. You're the guy who's giving the team a chance to look at the pitcher. Like it's just
I'll
a different approach.
It's different just one time.
Well, I'll give you the one difference between this and 08. Here's the major difference, because there is one difference. In 08, it was only two players that changed spots. Victorino and Worth, 2 and 6, that was it. This one will affect more players. Like, you're going to have Bryce batting 2 or 3, depending on where Trey hits. So, and there's a ripple.
But I think that's okay.
I think so too, John. I mean, I don't know why this is a problem.
It feels
but apparently, for
though,
some people, it's a problem.
It feels as though it's a manufactured issue that we get bent out of shape about more often than.
Well,
the team has not been worried about this. You know, Topper has not been sitting up. Well, actually, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't really know.
He wouldn't tell us if that were the case. But they do watch these guys all day, every day, and they have a great feel for what they can give us.
All right, so where do you stand? I mean, you got three choices. It's all Schwarber. It's all Trey, or it's both. Who do you think should be the leadoff hitter for the Phils, and what's your reaction to Rob Thompson saying, and I think this means he's probably going to do it, using both? Or you could just crack Seltzer if you don't like what he says.
Hey.
You know. I feel like me and John are going to be in a battle with James and Ray today.
Can't wait.
Well, I'm just saying, like, oh, it's so complicated. Who bats one? They won't be comfortable. Oh, grab a bat and frickin' hit. Give me that nonsense. All right, what do you make of it? So Rob Thompson's thinking of using both, Schwarber and Trey. Do you think it's wise or unwise? Look, I do
think it makes us so much better. You got so much more versatility. Whatever we got an answer.
There's a chance. I will say this. There's a chance James and Ray are right. There's a chance comfortability, like knowing exactly where you're going to bat 162 games, maybe could make a difference. I don't buy it, but I will acknowledge that it's possible. Let's go to the phones. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Cool prize on the line today. We'll get to that coming up shortly. Chris and Ambler right now. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you? I love when I go into work early, I get through the phone lines. But a real quick personal note, Joe, I grew up 2 blocks from you in Abington, and I went to Our Lady Behind Sears with your late brother, Philip.
Well, I appreciate you bringing him up. And where did you go to OALHC with him? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the Our Lady Help of Christians.
Sure,
Our Lady Help Me Please, we called it also. It was a wonderful school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just 2 blocks away from you. But Anyway.
Do you remember the camera as a child sitting alone in his driveway by himself as you like passed by his house?
Probably not, because I was too young, right?
That seems like a strange boy.
I only interacted with his brother Philip.
Oh,
who was very—he was cerebral in his own way. Like he was a bright kid.
Yeah, he was very smart. He was.
That sort of
it
makes
was obvious.
Sense.
I mean, it was in grade school. It was obvious. That was a very, very good school. I went from there to Rydell. Which is
that's great.
And from all Catholic kids to all Jewish kids in sixth grade, and that's when you realize how good Our Lady Help of Christians was, because I was right there with every student.
How
there.
About it? Give me an OLHC. Who should lead off wisdom?
So fundamentally, generally, I think that you should pick one and go with them. If I had to pick one, I would go with Trey. Went to a lot of Nationals games when he first came up. But in this particular situation, I don't care. It's early in the season. They offer completely different skill sets. I think Rob Thompson, either I'm concerned sometimes about his decision-making either waffling or sometimes going too hard on the wrong decision. Let the topper top. Let it breathe.
Let him
coach his team. And I think it makes sense. They offer two completely different skill sets. He's also dealing with their personalities. He's also dealing with Trey's slump. Let's just rock and roll. I'm with Richie on this. Even though when Rhea in the break said that he might be just trolling us, I smiled out loud because I think that there is a possibility there.
There is definitely a possibility.
Anything is possible.
It's what I said,
Chris,
Joe, when I sent it to you.
Yeah.
I was watching the NCAA games, and I saw that pop up, and I go, oh, he's just trolling us at this point.
It's possible. Anything is possible. I will acknowledge that. 215-592-9494. All right, let me give you a chance to win a cool prize today. That's a $100 gift card. John, I know you love it. From Wild Fork Foods.
Now, my favorite.
Now, John, you are not eligible. Okay, I just want to be clear. You are a WIP employee, not eligible to win a WIP prize. But everyone listening right now can win $100 in food to one of John's favorites, Wild Fork Foods. Make your baseball tailgate a home run with the best prices and widest selection of tailgate food, including beef jumbo hot dogs and Angus beef burgers. Find Philadelphia area store locations at wildforkfoods.com or shop online and get same day shipping. Right, so here's the deal.
I actually had Sloppy Joe's. You were talking about Sloppy Joe's.
I
had Sloppy Joe's with Wild Fork beef just this weekend.
How about that? How about it?
All right, those a lot. They're
so
really
here's
good.
The deal. We are in an anniversary day today. We got to go back. You ready for this? Now, this shows you some of us are getting old. 53 years ago today, The Godfather debuted. 53 years.
No way.
50 freaking 3 years. John, we're coming up to the anniversary 50 of Rocky and Star Wars. Rocky was 76, Star Wars was 77. We old. But here's the deal. Godfather, one of the great movies of all time, tons of amazing scenes, one of which is when Sonny gets blown away. And it's one of the great scenes in movie history that involves a vehicle. Today we will ask you at 215-592-9494. Can be from a movie, can be from a show. A great scene involving a vehicle. Doesn't have to just be a car. A lot of different vehicle types. Give me a big time answer. Whoever provides the best answer, we're going to get you fed. $100 Wild Fork Foods. John Ritchie, give me a scene involving a vehicle.
Yeah, this is not a car.
Okay.
This is a vehicle. This is a starfighter.
Okay.
This is a T-65B X-Wing starfighter, and it's Luke's. As he blew up the Death Star flying that starfighter and firing its proton torpedoes into the Death Star's reactor core.
A very big answer in movie history, apropos for John Ritchie to go to Star Wars. Seltzer, a scene with a vehicle.
I'll go with another big moment. Certainly for me, when I saw it in theaters, I was like, I've never seen anything like that. Jurassic Park, when they see that first dinosaur, where they're sitting in the Jeep and, you know, Sam Neill's looking, Laura Dern's not looking, he grabs her shoulder, like, makes her look amazing.
I got to go back and watch that again. I really,
because I
know you guys love it. Many people did.
All time.
All right, Riga, as seen, this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494. Who should lead off and give us a great scene with a vehicle. Rhea, what do you got?
In Clueless, when Murray was teaching Dion how to drive, and they wind up on the freeway, the old lady's giving him the finger. Yep. It makes me laugh every time I say it.
Clueless is so good. I mean, it's so good.
There's so many great things in that movie you could go with.
All right, so I'm going to give you an answer from about 20 years ago. And it is possible you can say this scene changed my life. Certainly the movie did, because it inspired me to go into the sports broadcasting thing.
Almost Famous.
It is Almost Famous. It's the scene when Tiny Dancer plays while they're on the bus in Almost Famous.
Great scene.
The one dude, I forget his name, but he comes back from the party. He's been like middle of the country partying with the kids, and he pops on. He's all hung over, and everyone's looking at him with disgust. Look, it's a great scene. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of people, in a wait-and-see mode. And I get it to an extent. I mean, last year at the end was brutal, but still one of the best teams in baseball. And, I'm totally excited, but we'll see where people are at. All right, who should lead off? Let us know. 215-592-9494. Sounds like Rob Thompson might use both. What do you make of it? Let's get to Paul in Downingtown right now. Paul, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Morning show. So I'm not a huge fan of this, going back and forth, lefty-righty thing. I'm wondering if it's not kind of like a function of the fact that neither one of these guys, we had like an open competition for the job this spring, and both Schwarber and Turner kind of sucked this spring. I mean, neither one of them stood up and took the job. Obviously, it's a speculation by me, like outside looking in, but it almost like it reminds me of when two friends like the same girl, and they don't really want to, they're like...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. Like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Non-committal going after it's like, oh no, by your leave. It's like they don't want to piss each other off, but they both want the same thing. I don't know how else to explain it. Like they both want the leadoff job, and they both sucked.
Let me.
We're in a spot where.
Can I explain it?
One of these guys sees the job.
Paul, let me explain it a different way, because I hear your points, but let me explain it a different way. Trey Turner's pretty freaking effective against left-handed pitching.
Mm-hmm.
How about that explanation?
Yeah, I mean, it could be that simple.
How John Wright, isn't that like, how about that?
It's non-committal to me, though. It just does. And, you know, maybe it's because of the other decisions Topper makes.
Well, Paul, let me ask you a question. Paul, hold on. Let me ask you a question. So you know how constantly in baseball, like constantly, a manager will use a certain middle reliever, a lefty or a righty, in the seventh or eighth inning, depending on what's coming up in the seventh or eighth inning, lefties or righties? Why, if that's smart baseball, is doing this bad baseball?
My answer is going to be that the baseball players like to have that kind of consistency.
The comfort thing. I'm coming back to comfort.
Exactly. I'm not a big fan of it.
The Eagles
either.
Just won a Super Bowl by treating their players like this and caring what their players felt like culture and chemistry and all. Like, it matters, you know?
Part of the Eagles' culture also, though, was accountability and do your job. Whatever we tell you your job is, go freaking do it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to do that with baseball players. Bryce Harper's buying into that
one. Paul, I need an answer from you, my man. Best scene ever with a vehicle.
All right. Well, this one's kind of silly because I was lucky enough to get a winning answer in last week. But in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Spicoli steals the star football player's car, wrecks it, and then writes "Die Ridgemont" across it. Kind of sets it up to make it seem like a rival high school destroyed the car. And then that football player goes out, like, decapitates the other team. It's just something that's really, really funny.
And that was Jefferson, right? Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah, Jefferson, yep.
Yeah. Forrest Whitaker. He had the greatest game in the history of sports in that game. He's, like, got, like, 30 sacks. It's unbelievable.
Good work, my man. Paul, great call, as always. By the way, speaking of football, John, over the weekend, the Eagles lost Avante Maddox. So we expected it. But here's where I'm at. Tip of the cap to that guy. Really solid Eagle. 7-year career here. Did a lot, banged up often, but threw his body around, and I mean that in a complimentary way. I remember early Avante stepping in when he wasn't supposed to because Rodney McLeod got injured. He was playing some safety initially.
And, yeah, so
he was a versatile player. He was a good guy.
Of the lineup, in and out of all different positions.
Yep.
And remember, that's a lot. The two-way go of dealing with the slot. Being that nickel cornerback, and that's a huge ask.
Yeah, he's a guy I admired. I liked the way he played.
He
had a great play. Nice play there. That kind of capped his Eagles career. That was like the game is over when he knocked that down. And then the next play was the 48-yarder to Devontae, or 46, whatever it was. So tip of the cap to that guy. He was a very, very solid Eagle. Obviously diminishing. We could see it, right? And they were playing him less. We could see that, too. And he goes to the Lions, so, of course, where he could compete against the Eagles next year. But I really enjoyed having Avante Maddox in town. He was a good guy and a good player. Let's get to Johnny right now. Johnny, good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. How is everybody today?
Doing great, Johnny.
Yeah, all good, man.
Hey, man, I don't have a real big take on the leadoff hitter thing. I just kind of wanted to get in on about the scene from a movie on a vehicle.
Sure.
And my scene would be with my favorite movie of all time, Pulp Fiction, is when they're cleaning out the back of the car after they accidentally shoot Melvin in the face.
Marvin, yeah.
Marvin.
You all good except the wrong name. Yeah, Melvin, Marvin.
Yeah, it's close. Marvin, close.
Melvin. You know.
I shot Marvin. Morning, not enough caffeine yet.
Oh, man. All right, Johnny, we got you, my man, from Pulp. Let me give you, instead of a Marvin, a Melvin story. And this was brutal for me in college. This was brutal. I mean, it's not over the top bad, but it's one of the only Melvins I've ever known in my life.
And Messi, this, Marvin.
Yeah,
Remember
no,
Messi?
No. No, I'm going to say.
Oh, this is Melvin.
This is Melvin.
Okay.
Melvin did me really dirty one time in college. All right, this is a true story.
Not a lot of Melvins.
No, there aren't.
You don't meet many Melvins.
You don't.
Nope.
Mel.
You don't.
Mel from Al, from Alice.
Of course.
Yeah. Mel's Diner.
So let me give you a Melvin story. So in college, there was this guy, and I went to Fairfield in Connecticut, and there was this guy named Melvin who worked in a little deli area. Good guy. We would talk. This guy liked women. This guy really liked women. Fun guy to talk to, all right? So Melvin and I get in a conversation one time about, you know, something regarding Playboy. Like, just whatever, something about Playboy. So, like, a couple weeks later, I'm in the cafeteria area, and I'm hanging out with some people, and there's, like, a lot of girls around that I'm classmates with, and some I'm friends with, but some I'm not. but maybe I'd like to, you know, get to know a little better. Melvin from across, Joe, you're not going to believe who's in the new Playboy. Joe, you're going to love it. Joe, you're going to love it.
Melvin definitely knew what he was doing.
I don't think he did.
He was definitely like, let me mess with Joe. It would be hilarious.
Dude, slow it down, man. Pull a guy aside. James, I don't think he was joking. Like, I think he just didn't have awareness. And I'm like,
it's hilarious if he did on purpose. No, that's really funny.
Well, I don't think he did. Yeah. I'm like, my man.
I wish he would have.
Me too.
That would have been.
In hindsight, I'm going to say he did.
Anyway, good old Melvin. 215-592-9494. All right, coming
up. Did you catch flack in any way? Some evil eyes, nasty stares.
I don't remember. I'll say this. I remember feeling uncomfortable. I don't remember any residual fallout. But it was like, come on, Melvin, you're killing me, my man. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up here, something from the weekend. I want to get everyone's reaction, see where you stand. We're going to get to that. Something from sports this weekend coming up in 1 minute's time. Hey, Joe DeCamera here. Let me tell you about PI Dental Center, how they've helped me through the years and how they can certainly help you as well. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient for 2 decades, my mom a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both phenomenal with what they do, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you're struggling with your teeth, and I know a lot of people out there are, well, get yourself to Fort Washington's PI Dental Center so they can fix you up. You can also, of course, get year-to-year maintenance there. That's what I have. I've never had a major problem, but for me, year-to-year maintenance has been great. And obviously for you, if it's that, fantastic. But if you got a bigger issue you need a big solution for, they can do it. PIDentalCenter.com, that's the way to start. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, 215-592-9494 to enter the conversation today. A lot of talk about who should lead off for the Phillies in light of Rob Thompson indicating it may be both Schwarber and Trey Turner this year. Let me throw something else in the mix from the weekend, and I'm curious where people stand. I struggled mightily to watch the NCAA tournament.
Really?
So let's back this up about 2 weeks ago. I decided to take Friday off. Because, and I've done that a couple times in my life, like, you know, if you can clear that day away and just really focus in on the tournament, I just thought, you know what, when our show's done Thursday at noon, crank it up, not have to worry about getting into work, you know, the next day, be able to stay up late Thursday night, watch as much as I want, watch as much as I want Friday, the whole weekend's clear, I'm good to go. And then the game started, and me not caring remained. Like, I wasn't into college basketball this year, and then much less than I used to be 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and I just couldn't get myself there. And I'm curious if this resonates with you, or if you were able to get into it this weekend and are really enjoying this.
You couldn't get into the St. John, Arkansas game?
That's the only, you ready for this, Ray? Yeah. It's the only one I watched.
Really?
It's the only one.
It was a fun game, although the officials tried their best to ruin it.
It's the only, and obviously a big part because it was Patino and Calipari, yeah. And I know these guys, you know, from a fan standpoint, so I feel an association there going back into the 80s. But, like, the rest of them, I don't know who the coaches are. I don't know who the players are. I don't know what conferences they're in. There were not many upsets. You guys tell me. Did you struggle? Did you like? Talk to me.
All day Saturday and Sunday I had it on. Okay. I mean, I enjoyed it. The Maryland game last night, that was huge because everybody thinks the kid traveled on his game-winning shot. I think it was close, but I think if I was a Colorado State fan, probably a little furious this morning.
Yep.
But there was a tush-push mention during the Duke game yesterday,
okay,
which was fun. There weren't a lot of great games, but there were some good games.
And I'm also hearing, I don't know if it's true or not, I'm hearing people say that NIL is hurting the tournament because the lower teams are losing. Like, take when the team beat locally, Lehigh, beat Duke years ago, and they had C.J. McCollum. And the concept is if C.J. McCollum has a good freshman year at Lehigh, he'll never get to sophomore year because the Dukes of the world will scoop him up, and that helps the Dukes of the world in the tournament. I don't know if I buy it or not. Seems to make some sense. James, were you digging this tournament or not?
Yeah, it definitely makes some sense. I watch it all, but I thought it was one of the worst tournaments in a long time. I mean, the games have just not been great. Other than that Maryland game, a couple games, like the two Arkansas games, like the games just haven't been very good. You know, there have been a lot of blowouts. Like that Maryland one. The Maryland one was the only buzzer beater shot we had the entire time. The only buzzer beater all weekend was that game.
And that's just bad luck. I want to be clear.
That's bad luck. I agree, but it does influence how you watch the tournament.
It does.
I will say, and I agree with you, dude, I looked up like 8 different times yesterday. Oh, who's Illinois' head coach? Who's and I used to know all these guys.
I don't know who the coach of Indiana
is. I used to be able to say exactly.
I have no idea who he is.
Kentucky, Mark Pope, I guess. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I know
like,
him. Yeah,
and I knew the name, but I was like, I used to know every single one. Like the only thing, like betting on the games helps. Like that's the only thing I can say. It really does because it gives you some investment in it.
Right.
But the tournament, especially compared to last year, which was fun.
Yeah, it was a good one.
This was a rough weekend.
I felt like I was watching myself watch the tournament. Like it was almost like an out of body experience. Like I'm supposed to be enjoying this, but I'm not. And so I'm observing myself observe the tournament. And that's not fun. But look, you tell me. If you totally dug it, great, good for you. And bring it to the table. But if you're like me, struggling compared to how you used to feel, I'd love to hear from you. Because I don't want it to be this way.
Don't you need like a viewing interest to some degree?
Well, I even had a friend over
even more.
I had a friend over Saturday. It's like, hey, let's settle in, let's relax, let's chill. And that didn't do it for me. I mean, I even planned that, and that did nothing for me. All right, 215-592-9494.
I was watching volleyball. So I saw some highlights in that.
Your girls win?
It looked pretty cool. Yeah. My daughter kicked butt.
You know what I hope they do, John? I hope they go all the way to the national championship, and you have nothing to do but be tethered to volleyball to the ends of the world.
Yeah, and I will. I'll be watching highlights of the other sports in the meantime.
John is quite a dad.
Volleyball Very is devoted. An amazing sport.
It's
by
a good
the way.
Sport.
It's a fun sport to watch.
I agree with that.
I'm glad that they like that one.
I might take volleyball at this point over to college basketball, which is ridiculous. All right, the tournament. You digging it or not? 215-592-9494. Mike in Allentown right now. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Mike.
So, as far as the switching the leadoff hitter, how much money do these guys make?
Yeah, well, a lot.
Okay, so you're a professional athlete. Do what you're told to do and produce.
I agree with you.
John, you were a professional athlete. Did you do what they asked you to do?
Yep, tried.
Yep. I mean, that's pretty much cut and dry to me. If you're a professional athlete, you should be able to bat wherever the manager puts you on whatever day. I mean, you know, you guys talked about it. Position players are put in later in the game. It shouldn't matter if you're starting the game or you know, ending the game to come in and hit against a left-hander or a right-hander. Most likely at some point during the game, that pitcher is going to get switched out anyways.
Well, look, I agree with you, Mike, but I will say this one caveat. And I've been kind of mocking James and Rhea a little bit today. We're not going to voice. I can't believe it's not comfortable. I don't like doing that voice. But I will say this. There is something to be said in all walks of life for having routines.
You are a total routine guy.
I am.
I mean, that's why I'm shocked that you're taking this. You know, things have to be exactly right.
So, Mike, you know, you got to acknowledge a lot of people like routine. Some like it a lot. And it's not crazy talk to say let them settle into a routine. My thing is two routines. One versus the lefties, one versus the righties. Like, I'm not asking to have 37 routines. Just two.
Listen, it's not something that hasn't been done before. And, you know, to say that because you're hitting first for 162 games, you're going to have a better season than if they put you against lefties and righties in a different position where you hit them better. It just doesn't make sense to me that it would be this big of a deal.
I tend to agree with you. Mike, give me an answer. Yeah. A great scene that involves a vehicle.
All right, so since John took liberty with Star Wars, I'm going to take a little liberty here, and I'm going to go with the Water Boy and Vicky Valentine on the lawnmower.
That is not a vehicle. Come on.
Well, it is a vehicle.
Come on.
You drive it.
I mean, I think it is a vehicle.
It's got a steering wheel. All it's right. got four wheels.
Well, it ain't going to win. I mean, he didn't win the game on the lawnmower, right? So I'm...
It is a vehicle.
Fair enough. All right, three different Twitter poll questions of the day, all brought to us today by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy is your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamed about owning a Corvette? Well, now is the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question, as we've been discussing throughout most of the morning, do you like Rob Thompson's idea of using both Kyle Schwarber versus righties and Trey Turner versus lefties to lead off? Do you like the idea, yes or no? Second poll question, and we'll get into this more in the 7 o'clock hour. Who's a better athlete? The Hammer, otherwise known as me.
The Hammer!
Or Jack Fritz. Why? Because we got a little something we're trying to cook up here in the spring and summer. A little athletic competition. We'll talk about that more. But we will assess today your assessment of us. Better athlete, me or Fritz? Third poll question. Now, this one we actually need to come up with the choices for, because we haven't put this one up yet. Guys, sometime in the next month, you're going to hear about who the Eagles are going to play week one. It's probably the first thing that's going to trickle out. Like, it's going to come out before the NFL schedule comes out. Because one thing the NFL is really good at is they own, you know, the news cycle. And so they'll pick some day, probably in April, and they'll say, hey, you know, they'll give it to like a Ian Rappaport if he's a good boy. But if he's a bad boy, then they'll give it to Adam Schefter. And then if he's a bad boy, they'll give it to someone else. So, hey, reporter guy, put this out there. Thursday Night Football, start of the 2025 season, Lincoln Financial Field, banner number 2, or actually banner number 5 because they won in 48, 49, and 60. The Eagles will play who on the Thursday night? All right, there are 8 choices, but really we're going to get narrowed down to 5. So let me tell you who it's not going to be. And then, John, we got to assess of the 5 that are reasonable, which 4 we put in a poll because Twitter only gives us 4 choices. Mm-hmm. Here's so you know it's not going to be. Home games for the Eagles next year. It's not going to be the Broncos. It's not going to be the Raiders. No. It's just not. AFC West teams, no real rivalry there. Not going to be them. Now, we're down to 6. I think the one we can reasonably rule out are the Giants.
Yeah.
It's slightly intriguing if they get, you know, Sanders with the number one pick, meaning their number one pick, second overall.
Not intriguing enough.
They're not good enough. No. It could be a 20-point blowout. NFL doesn't want that on opening night. All right, cross them out. So now we're down to 5. Now, believe it or not, I think we should take out Dallas. That's my inclination. But here are the 5. Tell me which one we take out and which 4 go to our poll. So 2 from the division, Dallas and Washington. Dallas, the most classic rival, obviously. Washington, a team the Eagles face in the playoffs, and they got a great young quarterback. All right, the other 3. The Bears, also with a young quarterback, a team that some think could be on the rise. The Lions, enough said right there. I mean, could be the number one contender with the Eagles for the conference. And the Rams, who the Eagles really slugged it out with in a divisional round that was by far the closest game the Eagles played in the playoffs. And you know they are typically good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which one do we take out?
Dallas.
It's either Dallas or Chicago. Yeah. I think the other 3 are
I agree
locks.
With that. It's either Dallas. All right, you say take out Dallas.
Chicago has
I actually might take out Chicago.
I might too.
Yeah.
Well, I might
Chicago
too.
Chicago has a better chance than the Cowboys do.
I don't know about that.
Dallas is a much bigger franchise. Like, whether or not they're, you know, Dallas is still like, quote unquote, the America's team thing and all that. Like,
I agree.
No.
Did they get a new coach? I can't even remember.
Yes.
Who's the new coach?
Schottenheimer.
All right, Rhea, do we take out Dallas or Chicago?
Chicago.
So you say Dallas is in the poll.
Yeah, because I'm not sold on that quarterback yet.
James, you say Dallas is in the
Dallas,
poll.
I think Dallas is just a bigger franchise.
John, I got to side with these guys. 3-1. Sorry, bud. I mean, do I really think they're going to put the Chicago Bears, who haven't made the playoffs in 77 years, to start the season? Because they could get blown out. I mean, look, Dallas could get blown out. But at least with Dallas, it's Eagles-Cowboys. I mean, Eagles-Bears? What does that do for us? What does that do for the nation? All right, well, John, you're outvoted. I hate to say it to you.
I love, what does it do for the nation?
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.